Hallelujah, praise God. The verse that we just read in the Lord's presence, Psalm 136, bears witness and testimony unto the mighty hand and power of Almighty God. In the Bible it says, in the book of Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God does not manifest his strength directly, but through feeble and weak children of God that he has chosen to inherit the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Psalm 136 is the witness to the weakness of his children and the strength of Almighty God. Psalm 136 verse 11 and 12 says, God brought out Israel from among them, from among the strongest and mighty army in the world, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. Our arms, our hand is pretty weak compared to the hand of God Almighty. The children of Israel had no power against the mighty kings that ruled the land of Canaan. But God strengthened the children of Israel to overcome the kings of Canaan. God strengthened the children of Israel to walk through the wilderness. In fact, Christian life is a life in which we don't depend on our own strength, but we depend on the strength of God Almighty. One day while we were praying about the challenges in our life, sister had a vision in that she saw a big high mountain right before us and we had no place to go. And suddenly a powerful instrument or a whirlwind came from the Lord and tunneled a path through it so we could go through that beautiful tunneled path and get to the other side. For the people of the world and the devil who see what the Lord does in our life through his mighty strength, it appears to them as if we did it. But we know better that it is not us, but the strength of the Lord that does miraculous and supernatural things in our life. One big example is the sisters who went to the tomb. They knew that the stone was huge and heavy, and they would not be able to even move it. They would not be even able to shake it. But as they looked and wondered, who will roll away the stone for us? Their question was, who will roll away the stone for us? Suddenly they found out they did not have to burn a single calorie to even try to roll that stone away, for the Lord had sent his angel. The Bible says the angel of the Lord came down on that glorious morning, resurrection morning, and he rolled away the stone from the tomb and he sat upon it. One day I was reading the Bible, as I always play it in my car. I was reading and it said there were 10,000 of thousands of angels. That's more than a million angels in God's army. Then I was wondering, why does the Lord have so many angels? Millions and millions of angels. And then I realized that these angels and mighty angels that God has are to enable his children, the sons and daughters of Almighty God, to make it to the promised land, to get ready for the rapture. Satan does have power. And that power he stole from Adam and Eve. But God is all-powerful. Satan might be mighty, but God is almighty. That is why in the book of Isaiah, the Lord says, behold, I will make you a new and sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt break the mountains and beat them as chaff, and you shall grind the little hills to powder. If I stand before a mountain, there is no way that I can grind that mountain to powder. And there is no way that I can grind the little hill to chaff. People might think that I'm crazy even if I made a claim like that. But the Bible says, behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument. God says this so that we will understand that we don't have to be concerned and try to match our strength against the adversaries that come against us in life. Many, many years back, when I used to work for the City of Temple, sister had a vision or a dream in which she saw that there was chaos, lightning in that city. And suddenly she saw where I was. It appeared that I was about to be destroyed because of all the lightning and the tremor and all that was happening. But suddenly a mighty hand, a hand that was so huge, came from heaven straight to where the office was, where I was sitting down, and snatched me out and brought me out. We are traveling this road as pilgrims in this earth, not by our own strength, but by the strength of God Almighty. When we faced another great challenge in our life and we were praying, we had another dream or a vision or a revelation, and in that we saw that the Lord Jesus Christ himself was riding a roller coaster. And in the lap of the Lord Jesus Christ were two little dolls. And as we looked at it closely, it was me and Sister Suja. And the Lord made us understand that you're just a little clay doll in my lap. That's why the Bible says, behold, I have graven you on the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually towards me. We are not living our Christian life based on our financial abilities. The Bible says, my God shall supply all your need according to Christ's riches in glory. One of the greatest incidents in the New Testament is when Apostle Paul asked the Lord Jesus Christ to heal him. Now, Apostle Paul was one of the greatest apostles that ever lived. As one man, through the power of the Holy Ghost, he transformed this entire world, making Christians the majority in the first century. There was probably not a single country through which Apostle Paul had not been through, except for a few. He had been all over Asia, almost all over Asia. He had been all over Europe. And if it was the Lord's will, God might have taken him to minister to the Indians too in USA. But God had limits for Apostle Paul. And if we look at the journeys of Apostle Paul, it is unimaginable to think that a man just like us did all this. Walked through Europe on barefoot, walked through Asia on barefoot, and transformed all these nations and kingdoms through the gospel of Jesus Christ. In those days, the Greeks were considered to be the most intelligent. And therefore, if the Greeks believed something, the world followed them. And even the Greeks could not withstand the wisdom of Apostle Paul. But there was a time in his life when Apostle Paul asked the Lord, Lord, please heal this infirmity in my body. As we know, many Bible scholars say that Apostle Paul had an eye disease where loathsome things used to come out of his eyes to the intent that normal people would abhor him. But the church of the living God, he writes to them saying, you did not consider the infirmity in my eyes or reject me. And at that time, Apostle Paul said, Lord, please heal me. Jesus replied to Apostle Paul, although Apostle Paul got healed by the Lord later in his life, at that time Jesus said, you know how my healing power has been manifested through you unto all nations. But as you experienced my healing power in this infirmity, you need to experience my strength without healing. And God told Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. You are weak, Apostle Paul, weak in the body, but strong in the soul and the spirit. But in your weakness, my strength will be manifested. And when Apostle Paul realized that the strength of Christ, the resurrection power of Christ, is going to be manifested in his body, he realized that it was more important to witness the resurrection power of Christ than to argue with him about why he didn't heal him immediately. And with that infirmity, Apostle Paul, by the power of Christ, brought almost the entire world to Christianity, through Christianity, the true gospel. And after he had preached, he said, if anyone preach any other gospel other than that I have preached, let him be accursed. Apostle Paul is an example to us, to let us understand that the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. The economy in this world is very challenging. When people look at the stock market and the economy, and the euro and everything else, they get concerned. But if you look at the Bible, there was no euro in the wilderness and there was no dollar in the wilderness, nor there was there a yen or a riyadh or a rupee, or were there Mexican pesos in the wilderness. But God opened the heavens and rained upon them angels' food. When there was famine in the land of Israel and people were eating each other, the ravens brought food unto Elijah. And the woman of Zarephath, her flour and an oil didn't decrease in capacity. When there was no food in the wilderness, Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed thousands of people. When a man was dead for 4 days, Jesus made him rise again with just one word, Lazarus, come forth. The dead were raised, the lame walked, and in the front of his disciples, Jesus Christ ascended up to heaven with the promise that I will come back the same way that I went up. I will come down the same way that I went up, and you will ascend in the clouds to meet me in the air. And so shall you ever be with me. It is because of the prayer of Jesus Christ. Father, I will that those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may be one with us, that today we have strength in our bodies and souls and spirit. As we celebrate our birthdays, we understand that the number is increasing. But the Bible says, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. It is not the food that we eat that gives strength to our bodies, but the word that we hear and obey. It is not the water that we drink, that helps us with metabolism, but it is the river of the water of God that flows from the throne of God. Psalm 46 talks about the worst situation that can happen in the earth. though the hills be moved and the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea. And that will happen when Jesus Christ comes back to reign on this earth in Jerusalem. And the Bible says even when that happens and the kings and the princes and the people of this world hide in the rocks saying, fall upon us and hide us from the wrath of him that cometh, then we, the children of God, who are saved by the grace of God, will rejoice in God's presence, knowing that though the world be removed and the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea, God is our refuge and strength. Not was or will be, but always is, right now and for eternity, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we not fear, though the earth be moved and the mountains be cast in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams thereof make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. The mountains may be moved, the hills may be removed, the earth may disappear, but the children of God shall not be shaken. That's why the Bible says, we having a kingdom which cannot be moved. In the book of Hebrews, let us have grace where we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We will not be moved. We have a kingdom that will not be moved. We have a God that resides in us who will not let us to be moved. So let us praise him and glorify him and derive our strength from him, even as a three-way prong plugs into the outlet and sucks in the electricity to operate it. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.